Hey everybody, welcome back to the Hey You series with Petty Nduru, a place I get to share my thoughts, my stories, and my mind. Today I just thought of speaking about an issue that has been bugging me for a long time. Whenever I think about this issue, I lose sleep at night, guys. It's an issue that is so close to my heart. I've seen the worst happening, and I don't know how to perfectly put it, but I'm gonna try. Please forgive me if I overstep. I'm just trying to put this message across. The topic today is empower yourself. The issue I'm touching on is of us girls, yes, us ladies, idolizing marriage and not empowering ourselves. I hope I'm sharing to someone, and I hope you stay with me. Whether you're a female or you're a male, I beg you to listen to the end. Okay, let's do this. I think marriage is a very beautiful thing. I see myself married one day. Yes, yes. Staying with my husband in a big mansion with our kids, you know. I think marriage is one of the most amazing things God created. But the problem comes when we, yes, me included, make it the center of our lives. Like the most important thing in our lives. Growing up, being a young girl myself, I've seen how many of us make it the center, especially when we are now at 20-something years. All we talk about is boyfriends and marriage. It's okay and it's amazing, but the issue of obsessing, yes, obsessing over it, girl, that's not okay. I don't want to come here and seem so perfect. No, I too was a victim of this and can say some days, I find myself carried away. So, hey you, whether you are married, in a relationship, or single, I want to speak to you. Yes, you, sweetheart. Yes. Empower yourself. Go to school, start that business, do your thing. You say, Petty, my husband will take care of me and we'll work things out together. Love, have you ever took just a moment, like one moment, to think what will happen to you if that husband dies tomorrow? Tomorrow. All right. Let me just say 5 years after marriage. What if that husband decides to leave you? What are you going to do with the children and all? I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm putting out a point. What if he's involved in an accident and he can never walk or do anything? What will happen to you? Your parents will take care of you? You and the children every single month? I don't know much about your family, but I don't think so. I'm sorry, I don't think so. Okay, moving forward, I just hope you're still with me. I'm going to give an example of my mom. My mom is the firstborn in a family of 5 girls and a boy. She told me growing up, people would come to her father saying it's a waste of time sending your girls to school. They'll be married after all. They grew up in the rural areas, and you know the rural areas, guys. But my grandfather chose not to listen. He sent her daughter to school. My mom went to boarding schools since primary, passed everything and went to university. By the time she was at university, she was already paying her siblings school fees and also taking care of the family. You know, those days there were those university grants. But the point that I'm trying to get to is, my father passed away in 2008 when I was still in grade 7. But I can tell you, I was never chased out of school because we didn't have money. We had enough food and clothes, you know, all because my grandfather chose not to listen, or because my grandfather sent her daughter to school. So I want to talk to you, love. If you're fortunate to have parents who pay for school fees or a source of income, please go to school. If you don't have a source of income, start a mini business and grow from there. Go write that O-level math again. If you love cooking, do a cooking course. Watch videos. Or if you say, I don't have money, just watch those videos on YouTube of cooking, of chefs cooking, and start something. And to you, males, Dear fathers, empower your children. Dear husbands, empower your wives. Anything can happen in marriages, guys. And she will be left with all the burden. The best thing you can do to help her is to empower her. If she wants to start a business, support her. Pay for that course and let her study what she wants to do. Empower her. To my sisters, sit down. Yes, this very minute. Sit down. Breathe. Take pen and paper and write down your plan. A plan to make yourself better, one step at a time. And the next time you see the other sister selling vegetables at the corner, or that sister half naked standing waiting for a cage at night, yes, just say within your heart, yes, your heart, within just your heart, not speaking, sis, I get you, and I'm praying for you, because truth be told, the world is too cruel, especially for us women.